water in the world.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. We'll let you know whether or not anybody nailed the score. Iran in the news big time. Ahmadinejad, fresh off of his fabulous UN appearance. What's the latest with that country and, of course, nukes? You can imagine the temperature is rising around me. In fact, if you go to AmericaTonight.net, we're keeping a running blog of a couple of things, updating everything, and you can get my take on Iran, which, of course, I will give you on the air as well. Also, coming up around the bend, we're hoping to have a conversation with Tom Fried. And it's interesting. This is something that has become an issue for so many of us, and I guess because we're always talking about taxes and then income taxes. You know, how often have I heard from people in the last couple of days where they've mentioned, oh, I'm going to make this amount, but I have this write-off, and I hope this counts, and, you know, all the whole rigmarole that goes along with the income tax filing thing. So, yes, we are miles away from having to do that again, but should we have to do it? A lot of people say, you know, is the government collecting income taxes unconstitutionally? So we'll get Tom's take on all of that, like I said, coming up around the bend. But the big news has to be Iran, certainly, and whether or not the sanctions will have actual teeth in them. In other words, we've been hearing about sanctions for 2 years, have we not? Have I not talked about that on ATN over and over and over again? We go back to Bush and we go back to Condoleezza Rice, and all these threats are levied. They're vocalized, but yet nothing has happened. So now Iran is saying, well, you know, we've done the nuclear thing, and guess what? There are places we can reach, and we're going to tell you all about it. Iran says, in fact, advanced missiles can target any threat. So this time, will there be any real teeth in the proposed sanctions? And that is ultimately the key to this thing. All right. Also, again, trying to fill you in on the nooks and crannies of what happened in the day. Rasmussen poll. We've been quoting this poll a lot. Support for the health care plan is falling to a new low. You want to know what it is? 41% favor it. 56% oppose it. So you can tell that those numbers are rapidly changing. And, of course, there's been a lot of conversation for the past 2.5 months now about health care. But it's getting hotter and hotter once again, because here we are almost dipping into October. Is there going to be any kind of health care reform? When would it be enacted? And will it include any form of a public option? These are just a few of the highlights of health care reform, or lowlights, as I would call them. You know how I feel about it. Do we need reform in health care? Absolutely. Should we have affordable health care? Absolutely. I'm just going to beat you over the head with this. Do we need tort reform? Sure. Talk to any good doctor and let them tell you, especially OBGYNs who are getting nailed with malpractice. So you have a lot of good doctors being chased out of the business. You want to see a lot of good doctors, more good doctors being chased out of the business. There's not even enough family doctors. You wait and see if they really destroy health care in this country. Erase the state lines. Make it competitive. Of course, do the insurers want this? Probably not. If I'm sitting on a hill of gold, do I really want those state lines erased? Do I really want competition? Maybe not. But this would be one way to take care of what ails us. So not surprising to me what this poll shows. 56 opposed to the plan. Of course, seniors are less supportive of the plan than younger voters. And the latest survey, just 33% of seniors favor the plan, while 59% are opposed. Yeah. So you can see that the gap among the seniors is significant. Only 16% of the over 65 crowd strongly actually favor the legislation. 46 strongly oppose. again, you have to remember in these polls, if you want to break it down to party lines or whatever, 68% of Democrats say the plan is at least somewhat likely to become law. 61% of Republicans disagree. Among those not affiliated with either party, 34% say passage is at least somewhat likely, while 58% say it's not. So what's the bottom line? Record low support for the plan. Record low support. And we've seen this. It's sort of continued to go this way. If you look at what happened in July, and then you followed along in August, and I know we were giving you updates then. And the deal is the Rasmussen poll or report, they track it daily or week by week. So I think you get pretty, to me, you get pretty good numbers on this. And, you know, you look at uninsured voters even. And last week we were telling you that 58% of uninsured voters wanted the passage of the health care plan, rather, but 35% of the uninsured were opposed, okay? So the divide, of course, there was pretty much along the ideological grounds or partisan grounds, if, you know, you will. If the plan passes, 24% of voters say the quality of health care gets better, 55% say it gets worse. In August, the numbers were 23% better, 50% worse. So, you know, a lot of this has to go to what we're seeing in the town halls, I think. And is this a reflection of public opinion? There is this big charge that this was the creation of what was the problem with health care reform, but it wasn't. When we go back to the what I initially said on this show, and I didn't mean to jump on the soapbox right out of the gate, but I have to do it. Again, what is the problem? It was trying to shove legislation down our throat with not even an inkling that it was coming. So when you blindside somebody that way, and when you blindside the American people that way, you're going to get reaction. Favorable, not favorable, and people that are just shocked and want to know more about it, start hearing bits and pieces and completely don't understand what's happening. Last week we told you a lot about some homegrown terrorists and some threats that were broken up, of course, in Dallas and Springfield, Illinois was another. Now we have this gym bag scare that shut down six blocks, pretty much a chunk of an area in San Francisco. And the scare was, well, is this a bomb? Where is this gym bag from? There were reports that, you know, it's just one of those cautionary things, that the Transbay terminal had to be closed down and some of those downtown blocks because they were worried about the package they found on this municipal bus. But, see, this just shows you. This happened, I guess, at about 10:45. The driver swept the area and found the gym bag. Well, you know, we know how the movies show this. How many times have you seen the scenario unfold in one of our Hollywood movies? So the driver calls the supervisor. They're concerned. Next thing you know, you have all these blocks being shut down. You've got the yellow police tape line, and police officers are scurrying around. And you've got, you know, Market Street and Beale Street and Howard and 2nd Street. For anyone who's ever been to San Francisco, a big, 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 heavily trafficked area. Turns out once they actually investigated the two-foot-long black gym bag, it just had clothes in it. Somebody left their personal clothing. They must have forgotten their bag. Guess you can never be too careful these days. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Before, and when I started the show, I mentioned this, that I had a lot of friends that were starting to talk about income tax and that they were sick of things that were happening to them as they got closer to, you know, paying the tax, and shouldn't we just have a flat tax, and wasn't there a better option, and are you getting ripped off, and is this even constitutional? I've started to hear this among my own friends, you know, these kind of conversations. In probably the last 3 or 4 years, the frustration level is beyond high, I think, in this country. And there are some, of course, who refuse to pay income taxes. And we know certainly some of the standoffs that are pretty well documented, at least from ATN, where that's happened in various places in New Hampshire, et cetera, saying, you know, forget it. I mean, this is unconstitutional. So there's the question. Is the government collecting income tax unconstitutionally? We got to check out this website, tax-freedom.com. The founder of that website, Tom Fried, joins us now. He's got a book out called The Simple Truth About Income Tax. Tom, there is nothing simple about income tax, but I want to know what the simple truth is. What do you think?
Oh, good evening, first of all. Okay, how are you? Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you. And the truth about the income tax is that it is not the direct tax that people have been led to believe it is under the 16th Amendment. The Constitution absolutely prohibits the federal government from taxing the American people directly. And when the Supreme Court upheld the income tax legislation in 1916, they ruled that the 16th Amendment did not create any new power for the federal government to tax. So they're not allowed to tax income directly. And the reason why, and the reason why people believe that it's unconstitutional, is because income tax is the second plank of the Communist Manifesto. It's the mechanism by which the state takes control of the labor of the people to become the owner of the means of production. It's a direct and unlimited tax that never ends and that can never be paid off. It is exactly the type of direct taxation tyranny that the revolution was fought to be rid of forever.
You know, it's interesting, and so people know, and you have this, you have a little bit of history about this on your website.
So I have the entire history, Supreme Court case that addressed it and explaining exactly why they did uphold the tax as a constitutional tax.
Right, but wait, let me stop you there. So everybody knows income tax was passed back in 1913, and as you say it's the most misunderstood piece of legislation in human history.
That's
because
correct.
There's so much confusion about this. Then why does everybody worry about paying their income tax? Because they don't want to have their wages garnished?
Well, the American government took advantage of the wave of willingness to sacrifice for the nation that occurred during World War II and right after the Depression. The American people pulled together like never before. They saved the planet. I mean, we defeated the Germans and the Japanese basically single-handedly. And that environment, the need to do that, the sacrifice that was necessary to make that happen, well, the American people are the most generous and hardworking people on the planet. Everyone put down everything and went to work to win that war. And when the war was over, the government took advantage of the American people's willingness to sacrifice and induced them to voluntarily sign up for the application of this tax through their employer and a fraudulent presentation of Social Security as an insurance system, a retirement pension, when in
right.
fact it was a voluntary tax that the Supreme Court ruled is not within the orbit of congressional power to implement, which is the problem today with a national health care program being attempted to be mandated by the federal government.
No, I
there
agree,
is no
absolutely.
Constitutional mm-hmm. authority for them to run a health care program, and the mm-hmm. Supreme Court has explicitly stricken down any program attempting to implement any such power.
All right, so how in this fight for this, as you as your website is called, tax, like I said, -freedom.com, what are you suggesting people do? I mean, what is the movement to squash this?
Well, the solution to this is for people to get educated and to become informed about what really happened in 1916 and to understand that the Supreme Court upheld the tax as an indirect tax under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, which authorizes the federal government to tax imposts, duties, and excises, but never the people directly.
Mm-hmm.
The Founding Fathers understood that when the government shows up on your doorstep demanding money in the name of tax, there's no individual that can withstand the force and resources of the state. All you have to look at is Mikhail Khodorkovsky in Russia. Here's a guy who resurrected the oil Russian industry, and lo and behold, the next thing you know, he's in jail, and the government owns the whole entire oil industry.
Jeez, no kidding.
So
you know,
no individual can withstand the force of the state, and the Founding
yeah.
Fathers understood that,
and that's
why they set up a system of taxation where any direct taxes get apportioned to the state governments for payment. They're never paid by the American people. The government is prohibited from arriving on your doorstep and demanding money in the name of tax.
Yeah, let me stop you there. Here's another interesting thing, and you talk about this, I think, on your website, too, and I've had people on the show that have talked about this when they've gotten tangled with the IRS, with audited, sometimes, you know, where they had paid, overpaid, actually, and then they suddenly were gotten hold of and audited, and ultimately, you know, what's happened there, apparently, and it's funny that you mentioned this specifically because we had a guest on that talked about the fact that they had no documents. They didn't have documents they needed, but you say they don't even have historical documents, that there's a huge gaps in documenting the history, and that records would help give this sort of insight into the history of taxation, but we don't have them because half of them are lost. You know, you mentioned that the aftermath of the Depression and World War II, but you can't even go back and find the documents that are scattered all over the place throughout the IRS, I guess.
Well, you know, the law is a very technical matter, but it can be researched, and the documents are there. The real problem is that the Supreme Court has abdicated its duty to strike down unconstitutional law. They took these cases in 1960. They ruled that the tax was constitutional because it's indirect, that the Constitution, they ruled that the Constitution still prohibits direct taxation of the American people. And then they let it go for 30 years, and when Roosevelt came in the 30s, he threatened to stack the Supreme Court as they began striking down New Deal legislation. They threatened to stack the United States Supreme Court, adding one new justice for every justice over age 70, thus swinging the balance of the court from conservative to liberal to support Roosevelt's programs. Rather than allow Roosevelt to corrupt the court in that manner, the conservatives there just stopped striking down his legislation. So the first Social Security law got stricken down, and the second Social Security law, which made the program voluntary, they allowed that to pass, even though they had just ruled that these matters obviously lie outside the orbit of congressional
right.
power and Railroad Retirement Board. I mean, it's really clear. The court says simply, the catalog of means and actions which might be imposed upon an employer in any business tending to the satisfaction and comfort of his employees seems endless. Provision yeah. for free medical assistance, nursing, clothing, food, housing, and education of children, and 100 other matters might, with equal propriety, be proposed as tending to relieve the employee of mental strain and worry.
Right,
can
right.
it fairly be said that the power of Congress to regulate interstate commerce extends to the prescription of any or all of these things? It is not apparent that they are really and essentially related solely to the social welfare of the worker, and therefore remote from any regulation of commerce as such. We think the answer is plain. These matters obviously lie outside the orbit of congressional power. So Congress has no authority to create an insurance program or a Social Security program or a national health care mandate. If you want a national health care program, what they need to do is lend money to potential doctors and nurses and let them repay the student loans through government services and in a U.S. health corps that operates to provide necessary help, doctors and nurses and health services in the parts of the country where it's needed.
No, boy, no kidding.
The military
academies
demand 6 years of service from their graduates.
Exactly. We got to cut you off there, Tom. You're obviously very passionate. Thanks. Tax-freedom.com. You know, one of the things that we didn't even hit on is the whole Federal Reserve Bank, which, to me, that's where a lot of the problems lie. Federal Reserve Bank, of course, privately owned, locally controlled corporations. Yeah, we know. All right, we're just getting started. That's the warm-up act. Hang through.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it till you call it for.
All right, stretch drive time on the show. If you want to get in your 2 cents, you know how to do it. Jingle this number, 800-259-5791. Once again, nobody nailed the score. The Vikings in the thrilling game, really the game of the weekend, I think there's no doubt, as they beat San Francisco 27-24. What a terrific game that was, and what a great finish. We didn't have anyone that hit it on the head. A couple of people that got close, but you have to correctly guess the winner and then what the final outcome of that game is going to be. And remember, we do that Thursdays. And that's Thursday into Friday, probably Friday for most people, the third hour of the show. Okay, a couple of other things to jump to. Iran, shooting off missiles, throwing it in our face, a secret facility. Are they building nuclear missiles or missiles that could put nuke warheads on it? Of course, that's what most people think when we talk about Ahmadinejad and the situation in Iran, these empty threats and the sanctions, but sanctions with real teeth, I think, could make a difference. So everybody's got an opinion on that, certainly among those on the Hill. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, I give him credit. He tries to go and see the troops when he can. He tries to get a lay of the land and the situation. And he had some thoughts on Afghanistan, the end game, what's going to happen with McChrystal, of course, saying that we need more troops. But ultimately, what does the president decide? And then some thoughts on Iran as well. Afghanistan, let's talk about that first. Here's what he said to Harry Smith in the Sunday Swirl on CBS.
Yes, I would give the general the resources he needs to regain lost momentum. He says in his report, while the situation is deteriorated, success is possible. But to regain the momentum we've lost, we're going to need additional troops. And without better security, without dislodging the Taliban, this new effort at governance will fail. You can't have a second shot at governance until you get the security situation right. This counterinsurgency strategy of General McChrystal's has been well thought out. I hope the president will give him the troops he says he needs. You can't travel like you once could. I was there about a year ago, and the environment of getting off the base is much more difficult. You could have 10,000 Department of State lawyers over there working on the rule of law. You could have all kind of agricultural experts trying to help, you know, do away with the drug problem and replace it with commercial agriculture. You just can't travel. Civilians just can't operate right now. So we need more combat power, not just us, but NATO, to take the fight back to the Taliban, because they have reemerged because of lack of governance and lack of enough troops. The 68,000 American soldiers there now cannot turn Afghanistan around without some help. And that's the big question.
How?
I hope they get the help they need.
All right. So, and getting the help they need, it's again up to the president and the conversations with certainly McChrystal and Petraeus as to the lay of the land. So Lindsey Graham also talked about Iran. Ahmadinejad, obviously, just at the UN, of course, then later in the day, Sunday and Monday, revealed that that Iran was testing missiles. That makes everybody nervous and uncomfortable. And this on the heels of the week before it being released that the United States had uncovered a secret facility. And what were they doing in the secret facility? Lindsey Graham, I think, feels like I do. How could you trust Ahmadinejad? Here are his thoughts.
Absolutely, I believe they are. I believe the Holocaust existed. I've got one rule of thumb. If the president of a country denies the Holocaust, you should believe the worst, not the best, about what they're doing. Clearly, they're hiding nuclear programs for a purpose. They're trying to develop a nuclear weapon, and if they are successful, the Sunni Arab states in the region will want a nuclear weapon. Israel becomes much at risk, and we're walking down the road to Armageddon. We have about 18 months using the international community to decisively act. No more half measures. China is supplying one-third of the refined petroleum to Iran. They need to join with the Russians, the United States, and the international community to bring this regime to reality. Sanctions only work if they change behavior.
All right.
We need to empower the Iranian people and deter the regime. At the last resort, when all meaningful sanctions fail, and what we do in Afghanistan will affect the ability of Iran to get the message. This regime needs to be delivered a message that the international community is deadly serious about stopping their nuclear program. So we have not tried meaningful sanctions yet. We've got a little bit of time to do that. But at the end of the day, the worst thing that could happen to this country, in my view, is for Iran to get a nuclear weapon, because that changes everything in the Mideast for the worst. And what we do in Afghanistan, I think, will affect the outcome in Iran.
All right. I think he's dead on there. Afghanistan important from that perspective. And yes, if we were talking about serious nukes, I don't care when they're developed and how they're being developed and everything else, do you really trust the players in the game when you think of the position of where Iran is? And the answer to that is, of course, you don't. Coming up, we're going to let you hear how Saturday Night Live tried to get the goat of Glenn Beck. And actually, it's a pretty funny skit. But before we jump to that, this is something that I mentioned earlier on one of the hours, previous hours on America Tonight. And I'd have to say this is our daily salute. I just know that the people in Minneapolis are getting ready to applaud this. I don't even have to put up the signs. The captain who glided the U.S. Airways jet, member on the New York's Hudson River, is going to return to the cockpit. Yeah, Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger, who is going to go back to piloting regular flights. He's also going to join the airline's flight operations for U.S. Airs, the safety management team. They're working out all the details. But the 58-year-old had, you know, finished his training required to return to flying, and he's eligible to fly. And what the requirements are is you have to go to ground school, simulator training, flying with a captain from the training department, all that sort of stuff. Remember, this was back in January 15th to be exact, when that Airbus A320 landed in the Hudson. You see those pictures, so eerie. What a great story it was, though, that nobody was killed in that. Amazing. Yeah, after the collision with a flock of geese, still crazy to think about. Power in both engines, done. All 155 people on that plane survived. He really is a hero. Absolutely. He saved 155 people. That had to be a wild thing to get over. And I guess he's been spending a lot of time with his family. He wrote a book that comes out next month. And he just, I mean, it was just a bright spot. It was a bright spot because it could have been just awful. And seeing that picture in the Hudson, wow, scary, scary, scary stuff. So that is the Daily Salute. Sully going back to the air. Can you imagine if you were on one of his flights? Captain Sullenberg, you know, the place would just go, and everybody knows his name. I mean, everybody knows this guy's name, so people would just erupt in applause immediately. He'd be incredibly popular on that flight. Don't you just know it? Absolutely, he would. And I'd be curious about his book, because what he, and he did talk about it a little bit when he was on the talk shows, but what is it like after that? I mean, you have all these, you know, everybody wants to touch you, see you, be around you. Wow, that's just amazing. It was such an incredible story. Then eventually things kind of die down a little bit, but still everybody knows this guy's name. What is it like to come back from that? What was it like to get back in a plane, even in a training, and fly again? And what will that be like for him after what he did? I mean, just in, absolutely, again, absolutely incredible. Incredible. All right. You know, we've been talking about this, of course, for a very long time on America Tonight, the whole swine flu thing. Just a quick update. There's a big rally in Albany that's set for later in the day over the H1N1 shots. Hundreds of healthcare folks are furious that they're being made to get the flu shots because the State Department has made it mandatory, State Health Department has made it mandatory that all of the workers get immunized by November 30th. So what's happened is people are protesting and saying their rights are being violated and they can't be forced to get an H1N1 flu shot. That apparently there's going to be exceptions for healthcare people who have a personal health issue that might prevent them from getting that. But this is a serious protest because, you know, of course, the story breaks out of Washington. Well, you know, we're going to really track this vaccine for side effects because we don't want anything to happen like it did back in the 70s. Well, you know, too late if there's something that you don't realize in tracking the swine flu that didn't come up when you were testing this in a very quick moment in time and in a controlled environment, which, of course, is a little bit different. So good for the people who don't want to get it, who want to express their opinion. There's mandatory immunizations for 500,000 people in New York. Yeah. And that's what the protest is about, the regulation. It's basically this. Hey, get vaccinated or get fired. Take the shot or walk out the door. Ooh. And there are fears. Remember, 76, you know, so, and the, what the state health commissioner is saying in New York, the doctor in charge, Richard Daines, his name is, in fact, I saw a story on him today. You know, he said it's ridiculous that people don't want to get this vaccine because of what happened in 76 when the last swine flu vaccination program came about. And of course, people died and everything else. He says it, he compared it to saying a plane crashed 33 years ago, so I'll never fly again. That's how crazy it was, to think that way. But apparently there are people that disagree with that because of that protest. Apparently they think thousands and thousands of people are going to actually come out and let everybody know they're not thrilled about having to get the vaccine or lose their gig. Coming up on the flip side, we got that Glenn Beck moment for you, as promised, from Saturday Night Live. News you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history. We're wrapping it all up.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Bryant Gumbel, Andrew Dice Clay, and Jerry Lee Lewis have in common? Well, they all share a birthday. We're going to get to birthdays a little bit later on in just a few minutes here. Also, we have news you can abuse, which means kind of crazy, nutball-y things that happen across the states or elsewhere that you may or may not have heard about in your travels during the day. Like this Philadelphia cat, a history professor who's hanging out at Starbucks. Apparently he's a Temple University professor, and he's been studying the coffee chain. Wonder how they feel about that. I'm going to use that line. I'm just going to plot myself at Starbucks. You know how people do, and they have their laptops open up. You can't even find a seat in there because somebody's on their laptop for 100 hours in Starbucks. I'll just say, I'm doing a study here. It's an important work. Professor Delaney. I'm not going to tell you what college I'm from, but I'm confiscating this one corner of the coffee shop that I like. But, of course, every time you go in there. Have you noticed that, Matt, when you go in these Starbucks now and there's other places, because the phenomenon of Wi-Fi, when you have Wi-Fi, because so many people work from home or virtual offices, when you go into these coffee places, and not even just coffee places, there's breakfast nooks that have it and stuff, you can't find a seat because people just are there all day long.
Well, everybody's writing their own book nowadays, apparently.
Yeah, that's true.
That's seriously what it is. It's all these people that sit down and just act all important. Like, oh, I'm writing my, my memoirs because I'm Joe Q. Rube and I'm important.
E-books, baby. Everybody has a story to tell, and they're going to put it on e-books.
Yeah, check out mine. It's coming out on Friday.
All right. It's not anything about going rogue or anything, right?
No, it's about how to make millions of dollars working for American Tonight.
Yeah. All right, I can't wait. I am sitting on the edge of my seat, riveted to that, waiting for that to come out. Well, somebody who has made millions and millions of dollars, not initially when he started, because he had to do the whole paying his dues thing in radio for a very long time, and then he suddenly popped out, and Glenn Beck was on the cover of Time magazine. It was just the other week. Some people are completely trashing him and mimicking him, and others are praising Glenn Beck for some of the things that he's saying. But either way, he's got the buzz factor big time happening around him. It's his 15 minutes plus Saturday Night Live, which I think is a compliment. If they're gonna do a skit on you, it means okay, you've arrived, because that many people are talking about you. Just ask Sarah Palin, who even appeared on the show herself. So here was that moment from Saturday Night Live where they kind of ripped on Glenn Beck.
Are you sure you don't want to speak to Fox News? Who knows? Maybe they can be fair and balanced.
Really? Let's check in with Glenn Beck.
And if I write down the name Obama, we can rearrange the letters and spell aroma. And I don't like what I'm smelling. And for those of you saying, hey, Glenn, those letters don't actually rearrange the spell that. Well, to you I say, in Mother Russia they do.
Okay, you have to like that. Like I said, I think it's a compliment when they decide to do a parody of you on Saturday Night Live. Just ask anybody who's had it happen to them. All right, let's head to this day in history. Yes, it's true. September is slipping away. Today is Tuesday, September 29th. You know, there are just 93 days left in the year. If we go back to 1978, Pope John Paul I was found dead in the Vatican in his apartment just over a month after becoming head of the Roman Catholic Church. Shocking to certainly a lot of people, needless to say, especially a lot of Catholics. In 1789, the U.S. War Department established a regular army with a strength of several hundred men. Again, 1789, note the date. In 1829, London's reorganized police force became known as Scotland Yard, went on duty. Of course, we know that still, Scotland Yard. 1902, Broadway man David Belsacchio reopened the Republic Theater under his own name. I've never been there, so I'm curious as to where it is. There's so many theaters that are tucked away. There's the big ones, the Schuberts, etc., that tourists find, but I guess this is another one somewhere, you know, the Republican Theater, somewhere off of Broadway, but it is Broadway nonetheless. All right, 1918, Allied forces began their decisive breakthrough of the Hindenburg Line during World War I. We know how that ended up. In 1959, the 29th Sultan of Brunei proclaimed his country's new constitution. I wonder how many constitutions they've had. Speaking of popes, in 1979, Pope John Paul II began the first papal visit to Ireland as he arrived for a three-day tour. All right, I promised news you can abuse, and we actually have a couple of interesting ones for you that I dug up, including this one that I teased in Philadelphia. Okay, so the professor from Temple University, this is what his new book is called, Everything But the Coffee, Learning About America from Starbucks. He visited about 425 of the coffee shops in 9 countries. He says Americans are attracted to Starbucks at a time when they're withdrawing from political and community involvement. He says if he owned a coffee shop, he'd ditch the conversation-killing Wi-Fi. He'd also have a big round table covered with newspapers to stimulate discussion. Are you really going to go in there and start just hacking away, having conversation with everybody like you're on television and around a round table? I'm going to say no. You might have a little chit-chat while you're waiting, but I can't imagine that would stimulate the conversation. Well, it's always interesting to me when people enter these food eating contests. And everybody knows Kobayashi by now. He is one of the reigning kings of this. And he is the burger eating champ again. The Japanese competitive eater, Wolf Down, check this out, 93 crystal hamburgers in 8 minutes in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You know, those crystal burgers are, you know, the little burgers, kind of like White Castle. But still, Joey Chestnut had just 81 burgers. There was new rules this year. The Crystal Square Off, the World Hamburger Eating Championship, didn't allow them to dunk the burgers to soften them up. Mm-hmm. So Kobayashi gets 20 grand and a burger championship belt. The 20 grand to eat 93 hamburgers in 8 minutes. I don't know. Do the math. Is it really worth it? What is he doing to his system? I guess he's okay. Finally, this one from Columbus, Ohio. One evening each month, the Wonder Knit Shop in Columbus holds a men's only knitting night. The shop owner says she has as many as 15 guys that are in the knitting circle. She says they range in age from college students to older men, both straight and gay, and says they appreciate the chance to socialize and practice their hobby. I have never seen a man knit. But here's the kicker to this whole thing. Apparently, when the men are knitting, like the women, you know, knitting along, but they swear a bunch. So it's a little bit different than when you have a room full of women doing it, I guess, because you don't really see the women swearing. Good for them. They're confident in their masculinity and they can knit. All right, cue up the music, Maestro. It's time for birthdays.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Celebrating a birthday, as I mentioned before, TV personality Brian Gumbel is 61 years old. Television film composer Mike Post, boy, that'd be a fun gig. He's been around for a long time, 65 years old. Broadcast journalist Gwen Ifill is 54 years old. Olympic gold medal runner Sebastian Coe is 53. Andrew Dice Clay is 52 years old. Also celebrating a birthday from Blind Melon, I like that group, rock musician Brad Smith, 41 years old. Country singer Brad Cotter from Nashville Star is 39. Actress Emily Lloyd is 39. Actress Zachary Levi is 29 years old. And rounding it out with actor Eddie Barth, who is 78 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday like Jerry Lee Lewis at 74, happy birthday to you.
Barr back to pass, pumps to the left, 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone. It's
Mr. Vice Gay, Twin City!